loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Luke chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. Today, I'll be talking about the name of Jesus. And the verses read as follow. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. You know, in verse 1 is letting us know that the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the Virgin Mary. And he also let her know that she was highly favored. In other words, she was given special honors. She was graciously blessed. And, you know, then he told us she was blessed among all women. You know, she found favor with God. She was favored above all the women. In other words, that's an honor by itself. You know, and then, it's, you know, when they say he found favor with her. You know, she was approved. God showed preference. He chose her. Of all the women, he chose Mary. She was chosen to be the mother of God's son. You know, she would become pregnant and she was going to have a baby boy and his name was to be called Jesus. But over in Isaiah 7 and 14, it said his name was to be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So then, you know, when we talk about a name, what is a name? You know, when we talk about the word name, it means any person, place, or thing is known. But, you know, I also would like to add what it is called also. You know, but in the biblical times, names had a definite and significant meaning. In other words, it had an important meaning. And, you know, some of the names were chosen because of the meaning. Some names were chosen because of events surrounding the birth of the child. And for example, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 14 through 22, you know, when Ichabod, and he was the grandson of Eli, when his mother went into labor, you know, and because of the news that she had received that her husband was dead, had been killed, and that her father-in-law had died. And then on top of that, the ark had been captured by the Philistine. So when his mom found out and heard all of this about these tragedies, she went into labor. And then they said she named him Ichabod. And Ichabod means the glory had departed from Israel. You know, referring to the ark and the death of her husband, her father-in-law, and the capture of the ark. You know, names mean a lot. Back in those days, the name meant a lot. Whatever they were surrounding them or whatever they were going through, they named that child according to that situation. So names back then were very important. So let's talk a little bit about the name of Jesus. You know, the Greek for Jesus is Jeshua or either Joshua. You know, and in meaning, Jehovah is salvation, God saved. You know, the name was given to Jesus before he was born. We know that. We know the angel went to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby and he was going to be a boy and he was to be named Jesus. And and because of who he is and what he would do on earth. In other words, Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In other words, that was the purpose of Jesus. We know that he came to die on the cross for the sins of the people. We know that when Adam and Eve messed up in the garden, we needed to have a redeemer. And God knew he had to send his son to die for the world. You know, and then we say, for his name is a more excellent name. You know, Hebrew 1 and so say, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And that than they is talking about the angels. You know, Jesus' name is greater than the angels or any other name on this earth. You know, when it say better, it's talking about stronger, mighty, powerful, strength. So the name of Jesus is powerful, it's mighty, and it has a lot of strength with it. But you know, Philippians 2 and 9 say, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So in other words, Jesus' name is superior. You know, he's superior to the angels, and his name is superior to all other names. You know, his name is superior because, one, he is king, you know, and he's the savior. He's the redeemer. He's the shepherd. He's the great I am. He's the first and the last. And I can go on and on. But Jesus' name is superior because of who he is. And you know, when we talk about repentance and remission of sin, you know, Luke 24 and 47 tell us we are to preach repentance and remission of sin in the name of Jesus. And you know, I begin to think, everything we do, we have to do it in the name of Jesus. You know, there's a scripture that also tells us that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. You know, I just thank God, you know, when we pray in the name of Jesus. Everything we do, we have to do it in the name of Jesus. You know, now we're going to talk a little bit about salvation in the name of Jesus. You know, when we talk about salvation, we're talking about deliverance. And in Acts 4 and 12 tell us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So in other words, if we want to be delivered from our sins, we want salvation, we want to be forgiven for our sins, even being baptized, we got to call on the name of Jesus. You know, you can call on any other name, but we will not receive forgiveness. We will not have remission of sin. We have to call on the name of Jesus. You know, when we talk about salvation, it's talking about deliverance, safety, and healing. And the only name that one can have or call on to get deliverance, to get safety, a healing, is Jesus. You know, healing in the name of Jesus. Like I say, you can call on any other name, but we won't receive healing. You know, he will rescue us when we call on that name. When we see danger, or we are in approaching danger, or we are coming near danger, even just knowing we are in danger, all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. You know, when we go to bed at night, when we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray and ask God to protect us and to keep us in the name of Jesus. We have his name because we are the church today. We are the body of Christ. And why do we have his name? Why the name belongs to us? It's because, number one, we have been adopted into the body of Christ. We belong to God, and whatever belongs to Jesus belongs to us today. So we have authority and we have power today. And all we have to do today is use that power and authority. You know, we reign by the name of Jesus. You know, we have authority. We have a rule over any situation, circumstances, condition, sickness, disease, even sin. You know, in other words, the devil can't call no shots. We call the shots. We got power today. We have authority. And the enemy know that we have authority and we have power. And when we talk about power, we're talking about dunamis, that dynamite power, that strength, that ability. And then when we talk about authority, exousia, that's the right to exercise the power. In other words, when we call in on the name of Jesus for whatever the situation is, he has given us permission to use his name. So when we ask in Jesus' name, we are asking in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, whatsoever we ask, Jesus said, whatsoever we ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So Jesus is saying, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Why? Because he honors his name, and the Father honors his name today. You know, this is a powerful statement. We just have to realize what we have in the name of Jesus. We have a whole lot more power than we realize. We have more power than the devil today. He wants us to think that he has the power, but I beg his difference today. He's alive from the pits of hell. We have power and we have authority, and we can call on the name at any given time. I was thinking maybe the reason some of our prayers are not answered is because we're not asking or praying in the name of Jesus. Because all we have to do is just use the name. You know, he just told us anything, all we have to do is ask in his name and he will do it. You know, in these verses, Jesus has told us how to receive what we ask for. The result is in the use of the name. So to get the results, we have to ask in Jesus' name. And you know, the enemy knows what we have in the name of Jesus. And that's why he tries so hard to put doubt in the believers today. He know that if he can get the believers to doubt, it will cause one to become stagnated, and they always have doubt. And when we go to God, we can't go to God with doubt. When we go in the name of Jesus, we have to go knowing that we know that we know that whatever I ask for, God is going to do it, because I came to him and I asked him in the name of Jesus. And you know, when asking in the name of Jesus, Kenneth Hagin put it this way. He said, it's not being asked for Jesus' sake, but we are asking for our own sake. So in other words, we get the results of our answers. We get the results of our answers when we go to Jesus, when we ask in Jesus' name. We benefit from praying or asking in Jesus' name. So whatever we need, whatever the condition is, all we got to go is go in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you with this problem, and I come to you with that problem. And then you leave it there, knowing without a shadow of a doubt, because you have asked in the name of Jesus, he is going to do it. Matter of fact, he has already done it. You know, people say, I'm waiting on my healing. But when I go to God and I say, God, I need healing for this, I need healing for that, I pray in the name of Jesus. I know then that God has answered my prayer. Did you know what? Because God doesn't move when we think he should move. But we have to realize God has his own time. His time is not our time. So when you ask, just know that you know that you know that God has answered your prayer. We don't have to wait on healing. I tell people, I'm just waiting for the manifestation of it, because I am healed. Number one, the scripture told me I'm healed by his stripe. So you know what? Jesus told us what to do in order to receive what we have petitioned for. Why? Because we've gone to the Father in the name of Jesus. He honors his son's name. And I thank God for the name of Jesus. For the remission of sin, forgiveness is in the name of Jesus. You know, he is saying, when you ask the Father in my name, I will endorse it. I will approve it. I will authorize it. I will confirm it. And the Father will give it to you, so that he may be glorified. So I'm coming to an end, but just remember, whatever you need, regardless of how big it may seem, just remember we serve a great big God, and his son's name is a mighty name, it's a powerful name. He honors his name, and Jesus honors his own name. So go to him and know that you have received what you have come to him for. Be blessed and call on the name of Jesus. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Right now is a challenging time for the world, but especially here in Louisiana. We live large in Louisiana, and when it comes to our diet and health, that's not always a good thing. We've learned that COVID-19 attacks weaknesses in people's immune systems. That's why we want you to use your head and stop the spread. You can call the Keep Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977 or learn more by going to coronavirus.la.gov. It's time to get serious, Louisiana. We can beat this.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hello, this is CJ from the Boom Boom Room giving you important information about the COVID-19 virus. Listen to and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. Contact your medical provider. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Do not go to work. Contact your medical provider. If you are an older person, stay home and away from people. If you're a person with a serious underlying health condition that can put you at increased risk, for example, a condition that impairs your lung or heart function or weakens your immune system, stay home and away from other people. This is CJ. Please do the right thing. For more information, you can go to cdc.gov, a PSA from KYTKQJO.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything. Of your majesty.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Cut, cut, let's go, come on!
Everybody shout with me.
Yes, Lord, I agree.
Everybody shout with me.
Yes, Lord, I agree.
Everybody shout with me. Say,
yes, Lord, I agree.
Let's go!
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
All things are possible. All things.
Here we go.
Yeah.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
He's Jonathan Nelson with I Agree. Good morning and welcome to the 10 o'clock hour on KAYT-KQJO-FM. You, my friend, are in the Ham Camp, and it's good to have you here. Coming up this hour, birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll play all of the music that you love so well. We'll continue to play the word game. We're looking for a word or words that end in Q-U-E. Any word or words that end in Q-U-E. Here's Ada with Cheta.
Cheta. Cheta. Cheta. I am God and I never fail. Cheta. Cheta. Yesterday, today and forever the same. Cheta. Cheta. A chesapeake. Cheta. Cheta. Remember. Chatter,
Tell me cut them off, I would let them go.